As the storm that brought us the wintry mess yesterday and overnight continues to pull away to the north and east today, it'll drag some colder air in as a secondary front passes over the region with the chance at some more scattered snow showers. You'll want to use caution out on the roads. I did see plenty of salt trucks laying down the rock salt quite thick overnight, but still found plenty of slick spots, especially on the secondary roads, parking lots, sidewalks, bridges, and overpasses. All will likely have some slick areas on them, so please be very, very careful on the roads during the day today. The wind will pick up this afternoon, cranking up out of the west and making for a very chilly feel, despite air temperatures actually being well into the 30s across much of the region. Winds will slowly diminish tonight and into tomorrow. However, with the west and northwest flow off the Great Lakes and a reinforcing shot of colder air, it could result in some more periods of clouds and snow shower activity, especially across western parts of the region. A weak disturbance looks to drop toward the region later tomorrow and into Wednesday, but at this point looks like it may travel too far south to have any impact on our weather aside from dragging some extra clouds through during the day on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no thunderstorm areas are forecast for the day or tonight as a negatively tilted upper trough shifts across the northeastern U.S. and eventually into the Canadian Maritimes. Lower amplitude flow aloft is expected across the country today with ascent associated with the eastern trough largely offshore over the western Atlantic. Weak shortwave ridging developing over the west and dry continental air prevailing across the central and eastern continental U.S. Thunderstorms are not expected throughout the day. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a low of 11 below at Gunnison, Colorado Sunday morning to a high Sunday of 80 degrees at West Kendall and Pompano Beach, Florida. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, a slight chance of rain and snow showers, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 40 and a west wind 10 to 20 miles an hour. In Boston, partly sunny with a high near 40 degrees, a west wind 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts as high as 25 possible. And in Buffalo, a chance of snow showers mainly early in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the mid-20s by 5 p.m. and a west wind from 15 to 20 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 30 degrees with a record of 60 set in 1966. Normal minimum temperature is 14 degrees with a record of 28 below zero set in 1971. Sunrise and sunset data for today, January the 19th, sunrise at 7:21 a.m., sunset will be at 4:51 p.m., and for tomorrow, January the 20th, sunrise at 7:20 a.m. and sunset at 4:53 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy today with a chance of snow showers, highs in the upper 30s, winds becoming west this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, colder, temperatures down near 10 degrees. For the Connecticut Valley and mid-lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with highs in the low 40s, winds becoming west this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy and colder with lows near 20. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers today, highs in the mid-30s, west winds about 15 miles an hour with gusts to 25 possible. For tonight, mostly cloudy this evening, then becoming partly cloudy and colder with lows in the lower double digits. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of snow showers this afternoon, highs in the mid-30s and a west wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and colder with lows in the middle teens and a west wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of snow showers today, highs in the upper 30s, west winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts to 25 possible, and tonight partly cloudy, colder with lows in the upper teens, a west wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, sunny with highs in the mid and upper 20s. Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-20s to near 30 degrees. Thursday, partly cloudy, highs in the low to mid-20s. The same for Friday and Saturday, mostly cloudy with snow developing in the afternoon, highs in the mid and upper 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Catarina.